It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. Other than snow, your favorite, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, intrepid, adventurous. You out there, Ruth? Just joking. Reporter, what's going on out there?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm fortunately in, not out, but in all this weather. But news still goes on. So we did get word that the Wake Robin Inn property sold. That's been a bone of, should we say, contention, controversy for a couple of years now. And the plan was for this group called Aerodef to purchase the old hotel and put in a resort type, a larger resort type of facility. It went through planning and zoning. It failed first, and then went with a reapplication. It passed, as I said, among a lot of controversy with the neighbors and many of the townspeople really opposed to it, very, very much so. But now it's official. So it passed, it sold, and we'll see where it goes from here. There is still one more hurdle to be through planning and zoning, one more appeal to be heard. But and I would assume before anything really starts, they would wait for that decision. But at this point, it looks like it's a go.
And when is that decision due?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Chances are that's going to have to be looked at before anybody, shall we say, breaks ground.
Right. I would assume that's, yeah. But obviously they feel confident. They did buy the property, and I believe it was $4 million, but I don't want to make that a definite.
All right,
Yeah.
we will still look into it because, again, you know me and my beady little memory. We had two things, and counting, or maybe three, that were definitely going one way, and then it turned out that suddenly we found out a while later that that wasn't the case. So I am thinking of Canaan. I am thinking of. By the way, did anybody ever end up doing something with Silver Lake? Because
I don't believe
that was
so.
another.
Yeah, I know that was another issue that a
So
group had formed, yeah, and they
I'm
were going to try and do something there, but
just referencing the fact that we get these definitive statements, blah blah blah. It passes everybody, is not
right.
everybody, but there is some dissension, and then it's
Things change. Well, look at the one in Canaan, the huge subdivision that was
donate
passed.
exactly.
Yeah. And then of course,
So
as we know, that one up on Honey Hill went through all the hoops, got approved, and then the owner decided to put it into a preserved area. Yeah. So that's so
I'm
true.
just
Yeah.
For good order's sake, I am just referencing that these occurrences because they are recent. If it was 5 years ago and then it did, that would be different. But so here we've got this. There's one more possible. I don't know if the technicalities, obviously, but I would file this under. Let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah. I would agree. We had a similar case down here in Kent. There was a subdivision approved right just north of town, and it went through again a lot of controversy. It was going to be a conservation subdivision where you had to have certain restrictions, but it was a piece of land that was called the entryway into Kent. And the again, the neighbors and everybody really fought it and fought it. It passed, though, after a long period. And that land is still sitting vacant, and we don't know what happened, why they never proceeded. So, as you say, you just never know. You just never know. Yeah. So.
Or and I would hazard, I would venture to say that there is certain there are certain things going on behind the scenes that don't make it into the general.
Public eye.
Oh yeah, and general like meeting. You know, you have a meeting. You are discussing something very specific within the parameters of how those things are discussed, and nobody is mentioning, oh yeah, but by the way, blah 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 blah. So. You know, you have to go forward. You have to go forward, but I would say at this point in life, with an understanding that not everything is quite as it looks.
Yeah. Lots of issues, tremendous issues all over the region, yeah, that fall under that category. Yeah.
Yeah, so
So.
in enough at this juncture, in my view, you like even though we know that Jill is weird and sees these things for a while, but there are now enough externalizations happening. Just she's like, wait, everybody's filling out the forms and doing all that, and then suddenly that you can begin to detect a pattern. That's all.
Yeah. True. So, this past weekend, Canaan was a rousing town with its Washington's Day ball. This was the kickoff for the town's 250th celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Most towns are doing programs and things, but this one was really sweet. It was held at the Colonial Theater, which is very appropriately named since there were colonists there,
True.
put on by the Canaan History Center. People were encouraged to come in costumes, and boy, they sure did. It was really sweet. A lot of lovely photos came out of that. Men were there with their white wigs, and the women with their beautiful, long, billowy dresses. And it was just very, it was a nice way to spend an evening. And as Kathy Keene, who is heading up the town's celebration this year, called it a smashing success, a mixture of history and silliness. And the people we had. Several colonists, in quotes, who were descendants of really settlers of the town. There were people from the descendants of the Samuel Forbes family, and people who were descended from the Isaac Lawrence family. And so there was some real history there. We even had George and Martha Washington. That was the first selectman from Falls Village, Dave Barger, and his wife Carmela. But what struck me was that the research done for the history of it, Teresa Freund from Freund's Farm Market researched all the food and got as close as she could to the recipes of that era, chestnut soup and meat pies and stuff like that, items like that. And then the drinks, they had George Washington's beer and Martha's rum punch. And then there was dancing and music, and the people really got into the spirit of the evening. So it was a great way to kick it off. And I'm sure there'll be other celebrations all through the year.
Yeah, that
And
sounds like it was a fun time, huh?
yeah, oh,
I
there you
finally
are.
found
You're back
myself.
on the button.
Yes, there was this.
And good. I'm so glad because save us. Also, Ruth doesn't go up to Norfolk, but didn't they have their
Well, they
they have
had
their
the
winter.
the weekend in Norfolk, which I'm not sure how Sunday might have went because a lot of people weren't sure what was going to happen. And obviously during the day, nothing did happen. So I'm just going to assume the thing went on, but I can't really tell you for sure.
But I'm sure they probably did quite well on Saturday,
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
as with very smart of the shall we say the historic very smart of the 250 organizers to do it on Saturday, not Sunday, the actual birth. Very smart.
Yeah, the Painan was lucky. If they had waited, it would have been, I mean, with all the planning that went into it, would have
Yeah, it
really
would have,
been really,
but it worked.
it was very, as I say, very, very sweet. And you'll see, I'm sure you'll see photos and articles on Facebook. Well done. And in Kent this past week, the People and Places of Kent session, which is put on every other month or so by the Kent Senior Center and the Kent Historical Society, focused on the quality thrift shop. And as I mentioned last week, it's an integral part of this town, like the Bargain Barn and other places of that nature. The three women who were involved in it gave the history. Interestingly, it was started by two sisters who came to town, members of the Congregational Church, and said, "We want to do this." That was back in 1989. And it was squished in a closet in the parish house, one little room, tiny room. And in 1995, it moved over to the parsonage, which wasn't being used by the minister at that point. So that's where it is today. And at some point, I think they gave figures, but they reached $1 million, and it's still going very strong and very, very popular. And again, a sweet story with people who it has helped tremendously. And they give clothing out free to those who show need. But the receipts that they get, which are huge, all the money goes to a huge list of town charities, not just town, I should say, regional charities. So it's an amazing operation, and all volunteer except for a few paid people, a small amount. And so it was a very interesting. In one instance, they talked. They said, "Yeah, there are a couple of little problems. There are some people who are light-handed, but in one case, someone found money in a pocket and wanted to come and return it. Found that the shop was closed, and they left the money in the door and with a note. Good people. So it was a very interesting talk, and people who were there." Just had nothing but high praise. It's really, as I say, a focal point of the town. These history programs are, and these other types of things are very interesting and draw a lot of people. Looking ahead, we have this coming Saturday, we have the League of Women Voters annual breakfast, and it's going to feature our two local legislators, Stephen Harding, our state senator, and Maria Horn, our state rep. That's going to be held over in Goshen, and which we talked about. Mike said he didn't know the destination.
That's
Now
right.
we know.
They said in their info that they sent you had to RSVP to get the destination.
And on Saturday evening, there's the FFA annual alumni dinner and party at the Firehouse Emergency Services Center in Falls Village. And that's always fun. As I said, that's a really active group. They really support the local FFA. That should be a fun evening. Hopefully, the snow will be at least passable by that time.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
We will see what happens with because By the way, dude, classic, absolutely classic. Like, oh well, there might be another clip. Oh well, we might have another thing over here. Oh well, she's like, all right, come on, guys,
Yeah.
let's
All
go.
right. Yeah, they are talking, aren't they? About another little burst of something.
But I think by the weekend we should be.
We should be back into the clean roads and big piles at every
Melt.
intersection. So
Right, bigger and bigger. I just
bigger and
can't.
bigger.
It's going to be very interesting to follow the snow budgets for the season in all the towns. I just wonder where they're going to be by the end of
Yeah,
the.
we've had substantially more this season than we had last season.
Oh gosh, yes. It's just very interesting to see what's going to
And
happen.
the other bit that goes with that is the difference from the January storm is that it's, with any luck, not meant to be 4 degrees for the next 2 weeks running. In
I
other words,
do,
be warmer. It's that should. I am putting in a request, oh universe, that should help. Do you hear me? So
I can't imagine the mounds that are going to be out there, though. Ooh,
right.
you're
Oh,
right.
this is gonna be great.
It's interesting. I do the Cornwall Chronicle, and I just did an article, edited one last night about the highway department there and their use of, they use sand and very little salt, whereas other places use much more salt. And the how each town, it's interesting how each town does its snow removal. And
Yeah, and the state uses yet another thing, so.
the state, yeah, well, they said, people in Cornwall, well, like everywhere, they're environmentally concerned. Said that the state stuff, really gets into water streams and gardens, and there's concern, and that's why Cornwall
Yeah.
really tries to
No,
keep
and the
salt down.
state stuff sticks to your car and eats away the metal on your car too. So
We sure do.
I don't know how that is environmentally friendly, but
Yeah.
Makes you
Well.
wonder. But that's another question that a lot of people spend less time answering than perhaps, in my humble opinion, they should. One of the fun things and the way to tell is if you happen to be driving to Sharon via White Hollow Road, you make your left, and the Sharon Town Line and the Salisbury Town Line are quite obvious. You can always tell that Salisbury uses something different than Sharon.
That's like we
Yeah.
have from our house when we go to the New York state line about a mile and a
I
half
was going
away.
to say, yeah.
It's like you come into a whole new planet.
Yeah. We always know when you cross the line, you
That's
cross the
exactly
line.
right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm just going to guess on this because we have another one and I was late to come today that this should be about the end of our session. So I'm going to ask Miss Jill if Miss Ruth doesn't have anything else to say to take us out home.
And even if she does, I'm going to do it anyway. Thank you, Ruth. We really appreciate it. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's intrepid, wonderful reporter. Thank you, Ruth. On Robinhood Radio, I should add.